It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and this is episode 13. And I'll tell you exactly what this episode of Opinions Matter is all about in just a moment. But before I do, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, which of course is at Fairy House Racecourse near Rathoath in County Meath. Now, Fairy House Sunday Market is definitely one of the best markets in the country. It's been on the go over 30 years, and that just proves how good it is, because people come back time after time after time. And the reason is because it's a great market and they have absolutely everything. Toys and gifts, fishing tackle, hand tools, power tools, rugs, mats, kitchenware, clothing, jewellery, sportswear. The list goes on and on and on. And it's a great place to actually have a Sunday out, to be honest with you. Take the whole family down to Fairy House. Make the most of your visit. There are excellent toilet facilities, a playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee. And I popped down to Fairy House Market recently and met some of the traders, including Silhot, who has a stall at Fairy House Sunday Market.
I have some sport clothes. Last couple of years I am doing the Fairy House marketing. I like to be interesting, like, you know, the more people, more nice customers. More social activity here, like people seeing different stall, tables, things, stuff, you know, like different foods outside. Why not? Nice weather coming up, the Fair House, horse racing as well here. Nice place.
Nice place indeed. And that was Silhot. Thank you very much indeed to him and to all of the traders that I spoke to when I visited the market recently. Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday, bar a couple during the year, like Easter Sunday when there's racing on, but it's open most other Sundays right throughout the year, so pop along. So this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. So what exactly do we do on this version? So let me just explain. This version of Opinions Matter is a compilation of the shite that Jeremy and I speak about before our actual podcast during the week. So we broadcast our show every day live on our Facebook page. And while the Facebook audience is building up for the main topic, which is the stuff that we release during the week, myself and Jeremy just sit here shooting the breeze and we talk utter, utter rubbish. And it is that utter, utter rubbish that makes up this podcast. So we get stuff off our chest. Like, for example, Jeremy's pathetic view on my favourite sweets, which are jelly babies, by the way. Maybe you hear his ridiculous view on jelly babies. We hear about why old ladies have small dogs and the ridiculous dad jokes that Jeremy plans telling at a kid's confirmation. All that and much more random rubbish on Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode number 13. Let's start last Monday.
I couldn't help but notice that before we pressed the record button on today's... on today's podcast. Just before we pressed the record button on the podcast today, Adrian let out a really big yawn.
I did.
Now, it didn't go... You won't hear it on the podcast because he did it off air. And I had a little giggle to myself.
Why?
A little giggle inside, a little chuckle inside my stomach. Because literally, you do a two-hour day. That's your word. Turn off the music.
Please. I do a two-hour day.
You do a two-hour day. Literally, your work day is 2 hours a day. The only people that work less than you are dole heads.
So you think I work 2 hours a day?
You literally... Well, no. I know you work 2 hours a day. Why do I know that? Ask me why I know that.
Why do you know that?
Because I witness it. I am the witness. If this was a trial, does Adrian only work 2 hours a day? I'd be called as the star witness.
And you'd say yes.
I'd go into the box, and I wouldn't put my hand on the Bible. Can you Oh, no, I was a witness before and I didn't have to put my hand in the Bible. Why was that?
I don't know.
Do you have to put your hand in the Bible?
I don't know. I've never been in court.
Oh, you have. You can Google it.
What?
You can Google it.
You can Google it.
Actually, if you Google Adrian Kennedy, yeah, you will see all your appearances at court.
Oh.
My Jesus, you were in court more times than Conor McGregor.
I haven't been in court for a long, long time.
Google says different.
It doesn't.
That unpaid child support last month.
Here, do you want one of these?
Why do you make exaggerated noises with the bag? No one does that with a bag.
Because this is audio. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
What? Oh, God, no.
What?
Adrian has produced, if you're watching this as we record it, Adrian has produced a bag of sweets, which I find absolutely offensive.
Offensive?
Yeah, offensive. I find the open chewing offensive as well.
Sorry, what's wrong with it? I have a packet of
the mankiest sweets known to man.
What?
The mankiest. Also, it's a bit red flag. A grown man eating jelly babies. Major red flag. Hard drive needs checking. Hang on a sec.
Hang on.
I'm just making a call. Ray, the IT guy. Ray, the IT guy's on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, how are things? Adrian's okay. Yeah, he's just eating a bag of jelly babies at the moment. Come here, can you do me a favour, Ray? The IT guy. Yeah. Tomorrow, while Adrian is in here, can you pop into Adrian's house and check his hard drive? Oh, yeah, complete scan.
Hang on.
No, Sean, I'm speaking to Ray.
Get off the phone.
Okay. Ray, I'll talk to you later. Complete scan. Oh, also, do check temporary deleted files as well. A lot of stuff hidden there. Thank you. Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
Sorry. This is all because I'm chewing it after having a jelly baby.
What?
What's your issue with jelly babies?
I just think, first of all, a grown man shouldn't eat things called jelly babies. And second of all, they're disgusting.
They're not disgusting. They're absolutely gorgeous.
They remind
gorgeous.
Me of my granny got.
Do you know what? There isn't. There is. Ah, there, look. The black ones. Mm.
My granny, God rest her. Now, I can't say that because she's dead. She's dead donkeys. She's not a dead donkey. She is dead.
Do you want one of these sweets? Oh,
yeah. There you go. Throw those in the bin. That's what we do with those. My auntie.
What is your issue with jelly babies?
Sorry, my granny, God rest her, ladies and gentlemen, used to buy, you know, grannies never had any decent taste in sweets. I'm just throwing these in the bin. And she used to, because I wasn't allowed sweets when I was a kid, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was brought up in a very strict household. And I wasn't allowed to have sweets. So granny used to buy us sweets, but she used to buy us the most disgusting sweets ever. And what are they called?
Don't click your fingers, you pig ignorant prick.
Licorice all sorts. That's what they were called. My God. Your eating is disgusting.
Sorry, can I just, on a serious note.
Dribbling all over the place.
On a serious note, what in God's name is wrong with eating a jelly baby?
Just don't like them. Don't like them, Head. There's certain things I can't eat. I can't eat something that has the word baby in it.
Why?
Because it's just, can't eat anything. And I can't eat that. I can't eat something that's looking at me.
He wasn't looking at me.
No, I'm not talking about him. I can't eat something when it's looking at me.
Like what?
If I go to eat something, yeah?
Yeah.
And I see eyes on me, I just, get away. So I was out for a meal yesterday. For no big reason or anything. I just went out for a meal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And a person who we were in the company with, there was eight of us out for a meal, ordered the fish. Now, it was a sea trout.
Lovely.
And the fish.
Sea trout. Oh, no. Trouts are rats.
Okay. Anyway, she ordered the sea trout, but it came out with the head on it. I had the head on the fish.
Yeah, eyes and all.
Oh, my God. I was sitting beside her, and it just turned my stomach. How can you eat something with eyes?
Obviously, everything that you eat has eyes.
No, but a steak doesn't come out looking at you, does it?
But the cow did have eyes.
Is there anybody listening to the show right now?
No,
you didn't let me finish. Is there anybody listening to the show right now who eats fish with the head still on it? No, I know it's seen as the cool thing to do now, isn't it? To bring the fish out with the head on it.
Yeah,
but it's, you're paying. The job of a chef, the reason you're paying for the food is so that the chef will remove the head, yeah? And the tail, and the fins.
Some people like that, like the full deal.
Do you think there's anybody listening to this show right now?
No, I don't.
No, sorry, that eats the head of the fish.
No, you don't eat the head.
Well, what's the reason for it there then if you don't eat it?
No, he's just...
Are there any women here who like head, basically, is the...
No.
Question I'm asking. Well, I'll ask the question.
Nobody eats the head of the fish.
Are there any women listening to us who like having head. Yeah?
Well, apparently, according to Jonathan, yeah?
Yeah.
He says, in the Caribbean...
It's the Caribbean, by the way. I hate people say Caribbean. It's Caribbean.
I'll call it what I want.
It's Caribbean. It's Caribbean.
It's not. In the Caribbean, we eat the whole fish.
No, I've been to the Caribbean several times, actually, and I've never seen... a fish with a whole head on it. Never seen.
Well, apparently they do in the Caribbean.
Call me old fashioned, okay?
You're old fashioned.
Yeah, I just can't eat something that smells of fish and it's looking at me.
Really?
Is that old fashioned?
Do you eat fish?
The odd time.
Right.
The odd time.
But not with a head on it.
But I just can't. I can't eat it with a head on it. So, are there any women listening who like head?
No, nobody does.
Like giving it or taking... Well, giving a head. No,
what are you talking about?
Who like taking head?
Who like eating a head off a fish?
Eating a head off... Sorry, that's what I'm trying to say. Now, Tara says it depends on what kind of head you're talking about. Well,
there's the fish's only one, head has...
There's only one...
A gob. Has eyes.
Has a gob. Lulu is her name. She says she loves head.
Fair
Lulu,
enough.
That is my kind of woman. That's my kind of talk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I like a woman who isn't fussy about it.
And in Asia, according to Amanda, they eat the eyeballs and all. Oh, Jesus.
I mean, what does an eyeball taste like?
I don't know. I have no intention of ever finding out.
I was actually, guys, can I tell you a story? This is funny, but it's horrific as well. And I'm trying to see if the nightclub is still there that I can name them. Is it still there? Cuba.
Oh, not with that name.
Well, it's still there.
No.
So in Cuba.
Oh, it is still there.
In Cuba, I was working in a Cuba one Sunday night. Is it still there?
No.
It's a pity because they owe me money, actually.
What?
Are you listening, Cuba? Cuba owe me money. I was DJing in Cuba one night. It was a Sunday night many, many years ago. And there was a fella dancing on the dance floor. Remember the little dance floor? Those of you who went to Cuba will know the layout. The DJ box was down the end and there was a dance floor in front.
Yeah.
And there was a fella dancing there. There was three lads and a group of girls all, I think, which we'll get to this now in a second. Scummy.
What? What? What are you talking about?
It was Sunday night, yeah?
Yeah.
And they were in Cuba.
Yeah.
For their child's christening. Child's christening.
You were in Cuba for their child's christening,
I can't even say it.
Why?
You don't go away on the piss on the night of your child's christening. They sent the little nipper home.
Oh, fair play to them.
We'll come back to that in a sec. Anyway, there was a group of people at their child's christening in Cuba, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would go on a night out on the piss for your child's christening. But anyway, they were dancing around. And whatever song, I can't even remember what song it was I played, but I'm sure it was one of the greatest hits because I only play good songs. If you want shite songs, go to Adrian's gigs. He actually plays that song, I Remember That Summer in Dublin.
It goes a bit better than that.
The Liffey, It Stank Like Shit. What's that song called?
The 46A.
The 46A. Anyway, he was dancing up and down, giving it loads, yeah?
Yeah.
And the next minute, his left eyeball fell out onto the dance floor.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you. This is God honest truth. Story. This
his
is
his eyeball fell out of his head.
No, it wasn't his eye. Well, no, it wasn't an actual. It was a, what you call it?
A glass eye.
A glass eye.
It popped out onto the floor.
Well, I don't know what it, no, it couldn't have been made of glass because it didn't break when it fell onto the floor. But anyway, the place was packed that night, yeah? And he was dancing up and down like this, moving his head.
Yeah.
Like a pigeon. They always used to dress like pigeons.
And his eye popped out.
And his left eyeball popped out onto the dance floor.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
But the problem was, no, it didn't start bleeding and all that.
Go on,
it wasn't his actual eyeball. It was a fake eyeball. He obviously lost his eye in an accident, yeah? So what part of fake eyes do you not get here?
I'm just trying to work out. Because they're normally made of glass, so you would have thought if it fell out of his head.
I don't think it's made of... No, that'd be very dangerous, putting glass into your eye.
Yeah, they're glass eyeballs.
Well, like water for crystal.
They're made of glass.
Anyway, it fell out onto the dance floor, but the dance floor was so busy that people were dancing around and was getting kicked left, right and centre with all the dancing. So the eyeball was going phew across the dance floor. And his girlfriend or his wife comes up to me very stressed and she says, can you do me a favour? Did you see what happened? My husband's eye just fell out of his socket. She says, can you announce on the microphone for everybody to clear the floor so we can find the eyeball? I said, I can't fucking say that on the mic. Now, I've said some strange things on microphones in my
day. You have.
How in God's name... actually, I know the song I was playing. Eric Carmen.
Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes. That's the only song I can think of with eyes in it. Oh, no, I was actually playing that song by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You're just too good to be true. I lost my eye because of you. It fell across the dance floor.
So did you not announce it?
No, I refused to announce it.
And how did they get the eye?
Four of them ended up getting down on their knees. So this is the middle of a busy, because all my gigs are always busy. Busy Sunday night, four people on their knees, literally scrummaging, is that around?
Yeah, it's a word, yeah.
Scrummaging around trying to find the eyeball. Now, they did find the eyeball at the time, but he didn't put it in front of me, which I would have found. But what holds the eye in?
I don't know.
Is it glue?
I have no idea. Apparently they're made of fiberglass, so it wouldn't break.
If anybody can think of other songs, because I completely drew a blank there, I can't think of another song bar Hungry Eyes.
Eye of the Tiger.
Katy Perry.
No.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
That's not the name of that song.
Oh, I think you find it is.
It's called Roar, you fool.
No, it's not.
It is.
The Eye of the Tiger.
It's not called The Eye of the Tiger.
It should be called Eye of the Tiger.
It's not.
That's
called
the
Roar.
Chorus. It's the
Roar. Roar. Roar.
Oh, he did roar.
Jeez, that's awful.
So, anyway, the bottom line is, forget about the eye. The bottom line is, there's nothing more povo and working class than people going out on a night out on the drink of their child's christening or their confirmation or their communion.
Why, what's wrong with this?
Oh, it's... Well, you wouldn't have a problem with that because you're...
No, I think it's great.
Well, any excuse for a piss up.
Absolutely,
literally,
yeah.
Any excuse. The day you lost your job,
yeah.
Remember you were fired
straight
from...
Straight to the pub.
No, that's... I'm not making it up. The day Adrian was fired from 98.
I wasn't fired.
Oh, you were.
No, I wasn't fired.
Oh, no, no.
Said in
the newspaper.
No.
Said in the Herald.
Wasn't fired.
Adrian fired from... The day you were fired from 98, where did we go? Peter's Pub.
Yep, straight to the pub.
Yeah, straight to the pub. But no, I'm sorry, guys. If it's your child's communion or christening, you don't go out. You don't leave the little...
Whippersnapper.
Yeah, you don't leave them with the godparents?
Yeah.
The grandparents and go out on the piss.
Why not?
You're supposed to spend it with the child.
Your child's asleep.
It's their day, though.
No, it's not. Your child doesn't know any different.
Anyway, to that fella, if you do happen to hear this podcast, I'm apologising that I didn't announce the missing eyeball over the microphone. And come to one of my gigs. I'll keep an eye out for you.
Ha, ha, ha.
It was horrific to see, though.
I'd say it was.
Find out before. No, we can't end this bit of the show without finding out. What holds an eyeball in place?
What holds an eyeball in place?
Yeah.
The eye is held in place with the bony socket ball.
Yeah. Oh God, a bony soccer ball.
Yeah, it's held in.
Ah, another great song.
What?
I don't know who sings it. I've only got eyes for you.
No, don't know that song.
You do know the song. Who sings it? Is it Frankie Valli?
Yeah, yeah, he loves eyes, obviously.
He has a lot of songs about eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That fella, by the way, that was in Q-Bar that night. I've subsequently found out that he was sacked from his job as a primary school teacher.
Oh, really?
Which is very, very sad.
What happened there?
Well, he was sacked like you were from your last two jobs, actually. Jesus.
What?
Two jobs.
Yeah. I wasn't ever sacked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go on anyway, will you?
Yeah, he was sacked from his job as a primary school
teacher. Why is that?
He couldn't control his pupils. If you can't control your pupils, yeah.
Hang on, hang on.
What?
1998 is on the phone there. Yeah, you cracked that joke first on radio in 1998.
Why 1998 is on the phone? Was Adrian sacked in 98? Yes, he was. So what calls it in? What holds it in?
The socket.
So there's no glue actually in it?
No,
there's
no glue.
By the way, and the final story about this poor fella in Q-Bar. Hey, Fintan. His name isn't Fintan. We have to give him a name.
Right, Fintan, yeah.
Fintan is now single.
Why?
Oh, it's not a good story. It's not a positive story. He found out his wife was seeing somebody else. He only had one eye.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, la, la,
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
And what a lovely day.
It's an ice cream day.
It's not quite. Sorry, it's not quite. It's a degree or two too chilly for an ice cream.
Okay, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, you could be listening to this podcast in December.
You could.
I was actually looking at stats earlier on.
Yeah.
And there's 100 people yesterday listened to a podcast from last October.
Not really?
Mad. Yeah, yeah, it's true. True story.
True story. Oh.
Bring back the golly bar, by the way. Just randomly throwing that out there. Bring back the golly bar.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who didn't know what a golly bar was,
it's just a
I was in the shop.
A slice of ice cream, basically.
I was in the shop getting a roll earlier.
Yeah.
Very overpriced rolls, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Ridiculous. Gone ridiculous.
When you think about it, one slice of meat, and two bits of, one bit of roll, bit of butter, a bit of beetroot. I know you're not a fan of beetroot.
Oh, no, I am a fan of beetroot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How did I only find that out about you now? A lot of people don't like
beetroot. No, I like beetroot, yeah.
I like beetroot.
No, it has to have vinegar. It has to be vinegary.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't eat beets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like beetroot,
yeah. Anyway, I was having my roll and I just got an urge for a golly bar. And I'd forgotten that they were gone.
Yeah.
And I said to your woman behind the counter, why is there no golly bars in the fridge? And she looked at me, You know the way shop assistants are normally thick.
This one just didn't know what a golly bar was.
Shop assistants are normally a bit vacant, aren't they?
Can I just tell you, by the way, golly bars are gone donkey's years.
Well, I didn't know that. How would I know?
How would you know?
Well, when would it ever come up as a conversation?
Well, they had to get rid of them because they were such... They were racist bars.
They were racist. So ice cream can be racist now. Ah, you're gone woke, Kennedy.
No. A golly bar was a racist bar.
A racist
Correct.
Ice cream.
Yes.
So... Well, hang on then. Was a fat frog a fat-shaming ice cream?
It absolutely was.
Why was the frog... Although I've never seen a skinny frog.
No,
What do frogs eat? Find that out for me.
Google. What do frogs eat?
I want to know why frogs...
Let's just go back to the golly bar for a second.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at the label of a golly bar from back in the day. HB golly bar, yeah?
See, I need an ice cream.
Do you have to do that?
I actually do, because I need an ice cream. My throat is very sore.
Anyway, golly bars had black and white minstrels on the packet.
Oh, I love minstrels.
No, not those type of minstrels.
I had a packet of minstrels in the cinema last week. I love them.
Look at the golly bars. Look, little black men.
But that's okay. It's not racist to be black. In fact, you're racist.
What?
You're racist.
A golly bar was a racist bar.
No,
you can't have little black men on an ice cream bar.
Why can't you?
Because a golly bar was a golly wog. Do you know what a golly wog was?
No, I don't know what a golly wog
was. Google golly wog there.
Okay, golly wog.
Yeah. A golly wog.
Yeah, but you stop saying it to me.
Look, that's a golly wog.
Yeah, it's spelled different to the ice cream. G-O-L-L-I. And the ice cream is G-O-L-L-Y. So people are messaging. Somebody says.
What are they saying?
Well, a lot of people says they don't know what golly bars are.
No, that's my point. They're gone years.
I didn't know that. So go on, explain to people what a golly bar is.
A golly bar is just a square of ice cream, basically.
Yeah.
That's basically it. But so if you imagine a block of ice cream and you cut a section of it.
But it tastes completely different. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I don't know how it's racist. Let me see what a gollywog is. Oh, my God. I had one of those teddy bears when I was a kid.
Yeah, but you can't have them anymore.
Now, our family growing up were quite white supremacist. We were very white supremacist. Like, I dressed up as Hitler for Halloween one year.
What?
Ah, yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
What, I was a kid.
Ooh.
What? I was a big fan of the war.
You were a big fan of the war?
No, I had an interest in WW2, and I dressed up as Hitler one year. Nobody had a problem with it. But I had a teddy bear gollywog. And what you're saying is that my family are racist now.
Correct.
But how is it racist? Surely, actually, Adrian, and I'm going to put it to all your listeners, surely a gollywog is more inclusive because, like, when was the last time you saw Black Tiny Tears? The black population are not represented in dolls.
Yes, but you're not getting the point. A gollywog is a character ripping the piss out of black people.
When was the last time you were in the doll section of Smith's Toys?
I wasn't. Anyway,
as a man who spends half his life and half his earnings in the children's aisle or the girls' aisle of Smith's Toys,
mm-hmm.
Can I just explain something to you, you thick shit, You won't find a black doll in the doll section.
At all?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't want one.
That's a bit much, though.
It wasn't that my daughter asked. She didn't ask for one, because kids don't see colour. Colour means nothing to them, yeah?
Yeah.
But if I wanted today to buy my daughter a black Tiny Tears...
You can't get one.
Or a black Barbie.
Is there none?
No. So I would put it to you and your listeners, your racist listeners, that a gollywog is probably more inclusive because
it's a mimicking doll. It's taking the piss. A gollywog is. So, the golly bars, were produced by HB. The gollywog character was taken off the packaging in 1992 because there was so much controversy.
Wow. So, that's interesting now. You know the way all of you regularly say, the world's gone woke, you can't say anything now, nobody takes a joke, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. Climate change. By the way, climate change is real.
I know that.
No. There's lots of people listening to this. Say your friend Jonathan, if he's listening now, I'm sure you're. How are you, Jonathan? Cut us a tattoo.
Doesn't believe in climate change.
He wouldn't believe in climate change. Now, I can tell you why climate change is real.
Why?
Because I got hay fever yesterday. Can you hear me? How bunged up I am?
Yeah.
I sound like...
And it's only April.
What?
It's only April.
Yeah, so normally I get the injection in May. I had to ring the doc today. I said, hey, doc, it's your celebrity patient here, Jeremy. He said, you don't need to say your name. Sorry, when you ring me, your name comes up on my system. That's how famous you are. And I said, doc, get the medical card scroungers off your list. I need to go in and get that injection today. And he says, no, Jeremy. First of all, he said then, can you do an MC at my daughter's confirmation? We need a celebrity MC for the confirmation.
An MC?
An MC for the confirmation.
What does that consist of?
You stand up at the confirmation and you go, hey, how much did you get, kid? Yeah, what are you going to buy with that? You going to buy vapes with that? You do a few gags.
Jesus Christ, things are bad in that household.
Which household?
They want you to MC a child's confirmation.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm doing it. I'm doing the child's confirmation. I've loads of confirmation gags.
Like what?
Lined up. What's that one there? How many vapes are you going to buy with that money?
You shouldn't be encouraging young people to smoke vapes.
I'm not. I'm making a joke about it. Anyway, I rang the doctor and I said, doctor.
Yeah.
And he says yes. And
why did you say doctor twice? Could you not have just said, hey, doctor?
But I know him by his first name. Jim. Hey, Jim.
Dr. Jim, yeah.
I need my injection in the arse. That's where you get it. You get it in the right buttock of your arse.
Does it have to be the right one?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
There's a medical reason. I'm not qualified to give out medical advice in this podcast. So,
okay.
Like, would you hear the two Johnnies?
I never hear the two Johnnies.
Yeah, but if you did hear the two Johnnies...
Would they be giving out medical advice? Probably not.
Have a C-section by Johnny. Anyway, I said to him, I need the injection. Then he says, no, Jeremy, you've come too early. And I said, story of my life. Won't use that joke at the confirmation.
I would hope not.
I probably won't use that joke at the confirmation MC gig. The bouncy castles. You know what else they have?
What?
Teddy's is coming.
Teddy's?
The ice cream.
Oh.
The actual van is coming.
Brilliant.
They have a magician.
And you.
And a bouncy castle. And I am doing MC. Anyway, he said, why are you looking for the injection when it's not even May yet? And I said, well, I'll put it to you, Jim, that climate change means that us hay fever sufferers are getting it a lot earlier now. So climate change is real, folks. Now, get back to the other thing. Gollywogs.
Gollybars are gone since 1990-something, yeah? Gone. You can't get them anymore. Now, they renamed them Giant Bars, apparently. I don't remember a Giant Bar, do you?
Yeah.
HP Giant Bar. Come here, they were boring L bars.
No, you see, I like boring things. Like I love a maxi twist.
I'm partial to a maxi twist myself now.
But regularly, my problem is that when I get a maxi twist in the garage, I regularly forget the little wooden spoon. I forget to get the wooden spoon. You know, they're in paper.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Carry on. And they're in the fridge. You forget about it. And when I get a maxi twist, normally I forget the spoon. No, I don't carry a spoon in my car. I don't know if you do.
I generally don't.
You should. And normally I can be seen driving down the Finglas dual carriageway, licking out a maxi twist. So what I do is, if I have no spoon, I get my mouth right up to it, yeah?
Yeah.
I lock lips.
With the maxi twist,
With the rim, yeah?
Yeah.
And I get my tongue dug in there and...
I think you'd be better off getting a spoon.
But I'm not going to drive back for the spoon.
Do they still have chalk ices? Can you still get a chalk ice?
They're racist as well now, are they?
Why? What's no? No, but can you still get a chalk ice?
Sorry, what other food? Can anybody tell us what other food is racist? I can't believe we're having this conversation in 2028. I really can't believe we're having
this. It's not, it's 2025.
I know, but when people hear the repeat, it'll be 2028.
Oh.
I cannot believe that there's such a thing as racist food in 2028.
Well, apparently there is.
Now, somebody says that Uncle Ben's is racist. That has a black fella on it. How is that racist?
Oh, yeah, he's been taken off.
Stop.
He's been taken off the packets, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uncle Ben removed from packets, yeah.
So what's it called then?
It's just called Ben.
No, yeah. There he is.
No, he's gone now.
So why are we trying to erase black people?
What?
Why are we trying to erase black people?
Look, there he is. Gone.
So what? No, I have... Jesus, well then I better throw out the rice that I have in my press... When did Ben retire? How long has he gone? How long
since 2020. They got rid of him in 2020.
Well, I have a packet of rice in my press at home that still has Ben on the cover of. So you're saying I should throw that out?
Probably. It's about 5 years out of date.
Oh, okay. So why was he taking office?
I don't know.
Okay, Jackie wants to know, Adrian, this is for you. Yep. This is for woke Adrian, okay?
Go on.
Are blackberries racist?
Blackberries?
Yeah, blackberries. Are they racist?
No.
But they're blackberries.
Yeah. That's just the colour of them. They're actually not. They're dark purple.
Someone said Uncle Ben was pulled off. Now, who pulled Uncle Ben off?
The company to make Uncle Ben's. They decided.
No, that is the company. You can't. The company is Uncle Ben. He owns the company. Did he pull himself off?
Uncle Ben's will change its name to Ben's Original and remove the image of a smiling grey-haired man from its packaging.
God forbid you have a smiling black man on a package. Jesus Christ.
And that was back in 2020.
Well, how did I miss? I would have been probed. Where's Uncle Ben's offices?
I've no idea.
No, but where's it come from?
Texas.
Texas?
The name Uncle Ben's was supposedly inspired by a Texas farmer known for his high-quality rice. There you go. Oh. Who knew?
I used to have an uncle that picked rice for a living.
Go on.
Paddy. That's one for the confirmation. I'm writing that one down. That's a good.
I don't get that joke at all.
Yeah, we'll try it again. So I'm in front of the now remember,
it's a group of kids, like.
This is Dr. Jim.
Yep.
Dr. Jim and his beautiful daughter is making her confirmation in 2 weeks' time, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Getting some salary for that, by the way.
Are you?
Oh, you should see the invoice. And
are you listening, Mr. Revenue?
Oh, no, it's all cash. Not cash in hand. What's the opposite of cash in hand?
All legit. All above board.
No, cash in envelope. It's cash in envelope.
Anyway,
so I'm in front of everybody. So I have an uncle who picks rice for a living.
Very good.
And the kids will shout up.
What's his name?
Paddy.
Shh. I don't get that joke. And if I don't get the joke, the kids are going to be stood there looking at you,
yeah,
and saying, "What's this freak all about?"
Oh. Well, I'd like to think the kids wouldn't call me a freak. Sorry, back to the stuff that that is banned. Apparently, it was Auntie Ben who pulled Uncle Ben off, or he pulled himself off.
He was removed. That's all you need to know.
Okay,
that's all you need.
So, Blackberry's not racist. No. Uncle Ben's is racist.
Yeah.
Gollywogs. No, Gollywogs are the teddy bears.
Yeah, golly bars are gone.
Okay, golly bars are gone. Anything else?
That's it, really. That's
black
it.
Grapes.
No, they're dark purple grapes.
Is that not racist towards dark purple people?
There's nothing wrong with blackberries.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Rice is grown in paddy fields.
If you have to explain the joke, it's
yeah,
not
that's
a,
my
it's,
point.
It's not a
that's
joke.
Exactly the point.
If you have to explain
how in God's name are a group of 12-year-olds going to get that stupid joke? I think you should reconsider being an MC at that confirmation.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to look this up.
If you're going to start cracking jokes like that, seriously.
Well, I thought my repertoire was quite good for this.
No,
okay.
You're here shite.
Here, 101 jokes for teenagers. Okay, so.
So you now have to Google the jokes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, kids, you're very welcome along to, I can't say the daughter's name, GDPR and all that. Dr. Jim's daughter, it's a beautiful day. You look gorgeous in your... She's not wearing white. So I didn't know this. Confirmation isn't white anymore.
It hasn't been for donkey's years.
Yeah, she's wearing Cadbury's purple.
Yeah. Anyway, go on, will you?
So hi, kids. You're very welcome along. Dr. Jim's daughter, doesn't she look stunning? Give a round of applause for Dr. Jim's daughter.
Very good. Well done.
Now, come here. I have to ask you a question, girls. Why did the student eat their homework?
I don't know. Why did the student eat their homework?
Because the teacher told them it was a piece of cake. Shh. I'll have a drummer there to do that sound, by the way, when I tell the jokes. Okay? Okay, this is a lovely party here in the garden, and thank you, Dr. Jim, for the gazebo. He has a gazebo.
Very good, yep.
And he has fire pits as well.
Lovely.
You don't know what a fire pit is.
Of course you do, I have one.
You don't have a fire pit.
I do have two of them, actually.
That's like where you live, they light fires.
No, I have two fire pits. Go on, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, he has fire pits. Okay, so it's a lovely party here. Great, thanks, Dr. Jim, for organising this party. How do you organise a party in space?
I don't know, Jeremy. How do you organise a party in space?
You plan it. At that stage, the drummer has gone home.
At that stage, all the kids have gone home.
They've literally left. That was the worst party ever.
Oh, I think you should reconsider, honestly. You've immense reputational damage to...
Five figures.
Five figures what?
Five figures.
For cracking shite like that? You want to up your game.
Five figures. I'm getting a five-figure salary for that. So most of you... making fun of me, you've never been asked to do MC. In fact, most of you can't even string a sentence together. So, five-figure salary.
Here, the amount of listeners texting us, I'm losing brain cells by the second here with your shite jokes.
And you don't have many to lose, Cara, so I'd hold on to them if I were you as much as you can.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
There you are.
That can be.
You don't know how to even get in there. Look.
Have you a bone?
Do you want to make a note of that?
No, because I know how to. You treat me like I'm a child.
You are a child. Anyway.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Sorry. I'm fed up with this. You treat me like a child.
What are you?
No, I don't want to be treated like a child anymore. Okay.
For those of you who are only hearing this in audio, Jeremy has a soother in his gob. Where? Why have you got a soother in your mouth? Why have you got a soother with you today?
It's actually very nice.
Why have you got a soother in your pocket?
So my youngest, who's, geez, I couldn't even tell you what age he is. 15, is he?
Do you know her name?
Yes, I do.
Oh, very good. That's progress. That's progress.
I didn't get to choose the name, but that's another day's work.
Really?
No.
Did you no say?
No say whatsoever.
Oh, dear, no dear, dear. Oh, that's, oh, there's a bit of bitterness there.
Oh, there's a lot of bitterness.
Really?
Yeah, there'd be a bit of...
Why, do you not like the name?
I didn't at the start. Now, it's obviously grown on me.
Well, you've no choice, I suppose.
No, I didn't like it at the start, and I said no. I put my foot down.
Right, but your foot wasn't...
And my wife's answer was, when you have to push a head the size of a watermelon out of the eye of your penis... Now, I don't believe that's a good comparison.
Did she actually say it in those words?
Well, there was a few fucks in there as well. And bastardin.
Oh, really?
She used the word bastardin.
Oh.
Yeah, as a is it an adjective?
Bastardin.
Or pronoun, what is it?
Why, what did she say? You bastardin bastard.
Something like that. And then she says, when you have to pass a watermelon out the eye of your penis, then come back to me and choose a name. And I couldn't, there was no retort to that. I just, no. But I don't believe.
So you were railroaded into accepting the name.
But can I just say.
Which is a nice name, by the way. We've no,
her name is beautiful, yeah. But I didn't like it at the time. But, sorry, what was I saying?
I asked you why you have a soother in your pocket.
Sorry, let's get back to the other thing. The comparison that women make of giving birth out your biggie hole.
Yeah.
Is, and she was actually telling a lie because her third born was a C-section. So the analogy she made of it's like passing a watermelon out the eye of your penis is wrong because...
Well, that's never going to happen anyway.
They sliced and diced. No, C-section, horrific. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
To get done. But she threw that at me when I said I want to pick the name. She said, well, have you ever passed a watermelon out of the eye of your penis? And I said to her, under what circumstances would that be an option? Where would that ever happen?
It won't.
Can you imagine you're at a market in Thailand or something like that? Don't Thailand, that's where watermelons come from, isn't it?
Is it?
Can I talk about watermelons in a second, by the way?
Why, sorry, watermelons come from Thailand. I never knew.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But if you're on a market in Thailand, yeah?
Yeah.
And you buy a watermelon.
Yeah.
Is there a place you can go to where... They'll literally stick that watermelon up the eye of your...
No, I don't think so. I genuinely don't.
I was going to call it the other thing, but that's racist, isn't it? You can't say that now. The slang for...
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. No,
can
no,
you,
no.
though?
No, no,
oh,
no, no. Definitely not. No, I'd appreciate if you didn't.
Okay, hang on. So, anyway, we're trying to get my youngest off duties, and I robbed her duty so that she couldn't suck it, and...
You've taken it up.
I actually find it. So, as you know, those of you who regularly listen to this podcast will know that I put my foot in it quite a bit and I say things that I look back and go, I shouldn't have said that. From
So, in future, before something comes out of your mouth, you're going to stick a soother in your gob?
You what?
Is that what you're planning to do?
Yeah, so to bring up a subject, a controversial subject. Say something about
Well, the thing you were about
No,
to.
No. So, anything. What thing? The watermelon up there?
Yeah.
Up to, oh, that, call it the something eye.
Yeah.
Can you not say that anymore?
No.
The world's gone woke. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. It's like sticking a watermelon up your...
That's it. That's how you're going to use the soother from now on.
Yeah. So I have the soother in my pocket. For those of you who don't believe this is a soother.
It's an actual soother, yeah.
It's an actual soother.
Yep.
And I have to say, trying to get my daughter off... soothers is like trying to get a junkie off heroin. No, not heroin. What's the other thing they use?
But you're that father who...
Sorry, what's the other thing they use?
What?
Not heroin.
Methadone.
Yeah. No, the other thing.
What?
The thing to get them off the drugs.
Methadone.
No, that's the drug.
No.
Oh, everybody's texting in Jap's eye now. Now, that's racist. I didn't say... Oh. But what are the... Sorry, if we cannot use the term Jap's eye anymore for the opening of the penis,
yeah.
What can we call it then? You give me a different name. Give me a name.
The urethra.
Sorry?
But that's what it is.
I've seen Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
I love her. She's a great singer. No, but what can we call it then?
But you don't have to call it that other thing.
Well, no, I don't. Okay? I would never call it that.
Good man. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How did we end up going from soothers to the... Oh, I can't keep on going to say it. what can we call it then? Because I'm not going to call it... It's like, if you're, you've had stuff up there, you've got cameras and all up there, haven't you?
Cameras?
Yeah, didn't, not the RTE camera, not the 6-1 show. Dahi.
I did many years ago, yeah.
Adrian, I'm going to put the camera up your jab. Oh, yeah. Stop saying the word. How did they get a camera up there? Was there anything good on the camera? Like, what did they see?
Kidney stones.
And the only way to get to the kidney stones was through your jab.
Oh. Yeah. This is years ago. I it's one of those memories I've blocked out.
Mm-hmm. I remember you coming in. So soothing. Yeah. That's why it's called a soother.
It's disgusting noise.
I have memories of feeding off my mother's nipples.
Oh, you actually remember that?
Oh, I have a vivid memory of, of being milked. No, I wasn't milked. She was the one that was milked. What was it like getting a camera up your...
I don't remember it.
Chinese eye?
No.
Asian eye?
No eye.
Thai eye. Thai eye.
Anyway, I don't... I was put asleep. I don't remember it. All I know is I was pissing blood for weeks.
Okay, let's put people off their lunch or dinner or whatever you're eating at this time. You're listening to the podcast. How... You know the way the ad for Jacobs years ago?
Yeah.
How do they...
Get the figs into the fig rolls?
Yeah, so I know how they get the figs into the fig rolls.
Right.
Very delicately.
Yeah.
How did they get a camera?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Now, was it like...
I prefer not to know.
Was it like a GoPro?
I've no idea.
Was it like one of the cameras that you have in your dashboard?
I was asleep.
And have you a very large... Anyway, trying to get this duty. That's the answer to your... I don't even know how we get into talking this. In answer to your question, you asked me why I have a duty in my pocket. And as I robbed it on my daughter. So she was asleep last night and she won't part with it. So I went into her bed last night.
And you just took it?
And I took it out of her mouth. And I said, that'll teach her. And now I have it in my pocket. And I have to say...
she's not getting it back.
It stopped me getting into trouble. I was at a deli earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you took that out and started chucking it in the deli.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Were you about to sniff somebody again?
What? Not deli in India.
No. But were you about to sniff a customer?
Why would I be in deli?
Were you about to sniff a customer?
I've never sniffed a customer.
You did only last week?
Nobody cares. Nobody heard that podcast. I was in a deli earlier on ordering a lovely turkey bap.
Okay.
Yeah, lovely. I love flurry baps. Anyway... I was at the counter and she was making, your woman in the deli was making me flurry bap. And as she was making the bap, I noticed that she had a ring in her nose. Now, I find that abhorrent. I find that offensive.
Really?
And I was about to say to her, I don't want the roll because that fucking thing in your nose is
But
ugly.
Instead you put the soother in your mouth.
I was about to say, she says, do you want anything in your roll? No. It's a disgusting though. If you're working in a deli, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what's it called even? A bull ring? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Why have you got a bull ring in your nose?
Ask her.
You chicken to ask her. I couldn't eat the turkey bap. Literally went in the bin. Because apparently when you have a nose ring, yeah?
Mm.
Mucus from your...
Stop. I don't need to know.
Well, why'd you look at me and ask?
I don't want to know. No.
Do you want to suck?
No, thanks, no.
This is something I'll only ever say to you once in this podcast.
What?
Do you want to suck?
No, I don't. You're grand, thanks.
Are you sure you don't want to suck?
Yeah, absolutely not.
You probably... You're strung up like a bloody... What? You're strung up like an elastic band.
Well, yeah, I might buy one on the way home.
If anybody needs... You probably haven't had a suck since the 80s, I'd say.
I'll go into Boots on the way home and I'll get one and try it.
Oh, yeah, do. And get yourself that pack of, while you're in there.
What?
Adult diapers.
Piss off.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
I'm actually very tired today, ladies and gentlemen. I know you don't need to hear that, but I don't know about you.
Why so tired, Jeremy? Why so tired?
And this only appears to happen to men. Now, I'm a good few years off middle-aged. It's way to, like, say I'm in Harold's Cross, yeah?
Yeah.
Middle age is like, it's down in Clambrassil.
Jesus,
Street.
I don't know what street signs you're looking at.
No, so I'm in Harold's Cross.
Yeah.
And middle age is like, what's the name of that bloody street?
Clambrassil Street.
How do you say that?
Clambrassil Street.
Clambrassil
Street.
So I'm in Harold's Cross near the Greyhound track. And middle age is down in Clam.
Brussels Street.
I always want to know that. So I'm far from middle age. But do any of you have to take regular pee breaks in the middle of the night? I was up three times.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Okay, well, first of all, I'll take my medical advice from an actual practitioner. And
no, I'm telling you, it's a bad sign.
You're neither a doctor nor a practitioner.
Correct, but I'm telling you, it's not good.
So, in the last year or two, I would say. Now, I said middle age. I need binoculars to see it. Where are you, middle age?
Here, hang on. Just have a look at yourself in that camera, yeah? Now, if you can't see, don't worry, I'll fix that. Yeah. But if you can't see that you are actually middle aged, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, look, just look. Look at the state of you. Look at the state of you.
You know, Adrian, we've come so far. What song is that? Well, we've come so far.
That song is Never Forget by Take That.
Sorry, we've come so far in this, and now, as someone who was bullied as a child, and in fairness, I praise your bullies, the people that bullied you as a child.
What?
Oh, I think they were right. I think they knew you were going to go into an arsehole, so they literally got you early. No, I support them. If you bullied Adrian, what school did you go to?
I'm not saying.
If you bullied Adrian as a school, I applaud you. Well done. You knew he was going to...
What sort of a prick would say something like that?
You knew he was going to grow up to be an arsehole, so you...
Why? Because I put you on camera and showed that you actually are very middle-aged?
Anyway, I took... on average, on a night, and I don't know, Adrian, I don't know if this goes for you as well, but on average, I do three toilet breaks a night.
Toilet breaks? Oh, you take a break from your sleep?
I end up waking up and my sphincter alerts me.
Right.
Yeah, have you ever been alerted by your sphincter? The muscle in your penis that tells you...
No, your sphincter is your arsehole, you fucking gobshite. It is.
Again, bullies, well done. Delighted.
Your sphincter is your arsehole.
No, your sphincter is the little...
It's not.
It's the little...
It's not.
It's...
It's none of the above.
Jeez, you got a bit of cancer treatment in the hospital now. You think you're a doctor. Name a famous doctor.
Doctor... Oh, what's his name? Dr. Phil. He's a famous doctor.
No, he's so no. Cancelled.
Persona non grata.
Cancelled.
Really? Why?
Dr. Phil. Gone.
What happened to him?
You'd have to Google it. Can't talk about it right now. Doctor...
I can't think of a famous doctor.
Dr. Dreamy.
Who's Dr. Dreamy?
Anyway, you're going on like you're Dr. Dreamy because you spent 2 days in hospital with cancer treatment. So just shut up about the diagnosis.
Okay, come on.
What's the difference between a diagnosis and a prognosis?
Prognosis is predicting what's going to happen to you.
So what's your prognosis for me then?
I'd get it checked.
Get what checked?
One of the signs of prostate cancer is
One
of the signs of it developing is peeing regularly at night, and that's not a word of a lie.
No, it's to do with you're supposed to. So I asked my doctor about this.
Yeah.
Dr. John. Hi, Dr. John. And he said that the last cup of tea, so I'm a tea drinker, as you know.
Yeah.
The last cup of tea you're supposed to have is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's ridiculous. That is not practical.
And then if you have one... Oh, I've another famous doctor for you.
Yeah.
Doctor Who?
No, he wasn't a doctor. He was an alien.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. Did you not know that?
Doctor Who's an alien?
Yeah.
Well, Doctor Who's a she at the moment.
And Mr. Bean's an alien as well.
What?
Yeah, how did you not know that? He came down in a spacecraft. It literally shows at the start to do the music for Dr. Bean or Mr. Bean.
I can't remember.
Here we go. You don't need to Google it.
Was Mr. Bean an alien?
I am.
You're making shit up.
No, Mr. Bean is an alien.
While it's a popular fan theory and the show's opening sequence lends itself to the idea, there's no official confirmation that Mr. Bean is an alien and he's ultimately a fictional character.
Well, yeah, but he came down off a spaceship at the start of the movie. Anyway, your prognosis for me with my three...
pee breaks at night.
Is not good, is it?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not joking either.
But I have a cup of tea before bed.
Having cups of tea?
I have a cup.
Doesn't help.
I have a cup of tea.
Yep.
And I have three cookies. To dip into them.
Yeah.
A cookie of my choice would be a hobnob. If there's no hobnobs in the press, I go for the shortbread. You know the shortbread ones with the...
I do.
No, you haven't even finished. With the bit of... in it.
The bit of...
They look like you've dropped them on the floor.
No idea what you're talking about.
Bits of currants in them or whatever. What's...
No. Who eats currants and biscuits?
No, what are they called?
I don't know.
Cookies with currants.
Whatever. Cookies with currants sounds disgusting.
No, they're lovely. So the doctor has told me to stop drinking tea after 5 o'clock in the day, and that's absolutely ridiculous. Do you not think?
The cup of tea after 5 o'clock might explain one of your pee breaks.
Jesus, I
having three pee breaks at night, bad news.
I remember when I used to be woken up with a horn. Now I wake up with a full bladder. Jesus, my life is... Honestly, I used to wake up some... TMI for some of you listening to this. I used to wake up and the bed sheets would be like floating off the ground.
Yeah.
They'd be literally 2 feet up, yeah?
Two feet up.
There, the bed.
Really? 2 feet?
Yeah, 2 foot, actually. I'd be flat on the bed and the bed sheets would be hovering over me. I used to get a lot of erections during the night. And I haven't had an erection since Whammer in the charts. Literally. And now it's all full bladder.
I'd get that checked. Just saying.
Where would you go? The doc. But no, I said it to the doc.
Yeah.
And he said...
And all he said... So his diagnosis was...
Prognosis.
No, his diagnosis was no more tea. That'll fix you.
Yeah. No more... No liquids after 5 o'clock.
Nah, load of shite.
Now, no. I was skipping yesterday.
Right.
And I was skipping for about a half an hour. Yeah?
Yeah.
And drank a lot of water to cool me down while I was skipping. So should I not have drank that water?
Why, was it after 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it was out on my...
I'm just telling you, if you're up three times at night, there's something up.
Was it my front lawn? I actually got a whistle, believe it or not, yesterday.
A whistle?
Yeah.
What sort of a whistle?
A whistle as in... That's, I can't do that. Do you want to hear my whistle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out in my front garden.
And somebody went...
Yeah, they did. Frank, the postman.
Oh, Frank did. Good man, Frank.
No, it was. No, it was from a female. I was out on my front lawn. I do my skips. That's my exercise.
Right.
You can do 500 skips.
You do it outside?
Oh, yeah.
In front of everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, I'd be onto the management committee.
So I just want to set the scene, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, try not to get wet while thinking about this. I was wearing my little short shorts, my Paul Mescal shorts, which I wear. You know those ones? Ball stranglers. I had my vest on, string vest.
A string vest?
I wear a string vest when I'm working out, yeah.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. My short shorts, and I was skipping, doing 500 skips.
And somebody walked past.
A female, a very voluptuous. Do people still say voluptuous?
No, nobody does. Nobody ever did, actually.
Okay, curvy. A very curvy woman who was well endowed on top walked by and she went... And she was doing her false teeth, fell out. She's about 90, she is. Honestly, no joking. She lives around the corner, but she walks her pug every night. But do old women always have pugs?
And why? So it took a woman of 90 to go...
I'll take compliments from anybody. Why do old women always have pugs?
I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, you will never see an old woman without a pug under her arm. What's the reason for
You'll
that?
Never see an old woman without a pug under her arm.
Yeah.
My mother doesn't have a pug.
Your mother's not old.
She's old enough.
She's ancient. No, but
she doesn't have a pug.
What breed of dog has she got?
She doesn't have a dog.
Oh, she needs to get herself a dog. Let's just say, and I'm not going to delve into it any more than this, and I'll leave it at this, and I'm just going to say, a lot of old women
mm-hmm.
who don't have male company in their lives
mm-hmm.
like small dogs.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
You know the nickname for the dogs?
I don't want to know.
No, I'm asking you, do you know?
No, I don't.
Say what it is.
No.
But they like the company of a little dog. They like having their ears licked by a pug. So you can picture a woman of 80 years of age who hasn't had her ear licked since World War II, yeah? She's sitting at home at evening time and she's watching the
Antiques. And why, are pugs particularly good at licking your ear?
They do. And she's sitting at home watching the Antiques Roadshow with David Dixon. Yeah?
Yeah.
And because that's all they watch. Or the other thing they watch. What's that other shite where you go to someone's B&B and you have to rate it out of 10? What's that called?
Oh, yeah, that's an awful show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you see the breakfast they get in the mornings? Like, two beans and a bit of toast. Anyway, they're watching that programme and the pug will climb up and they go...
And lick their ear.
And they go, ah, Jasper, don't be licking me. Give it another lick there, will you?
I never knew that.
Yeah.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.